Hello, I am Fabian Stolz. I'm German. I'm from Hamburg.
Yeah, hi. I'm Jay Undurti. I'm from Hyderabad, and I'm a writer.
Okay, so you have your sessions here, both of you?
Yes, we had a presentation of our work on Friday, and we had just a Meet My Book session like 1 hour ago. Yes.
Yeah, it's the same. So he's the artist and I'm the writer. So we both came together to work on a book called The Cities Beneath. So that book was released just now, an hour ago. So that's how it came together.
Okay. So
a comic book or a graphic novel.
Nice. Okay, so as we introduced, we are from the Radio Mishpuke, and we are having a discussion on sexual pleasure. So we are here with a question: what's sexual pleasure for you?
Pleasure?
Yeah, sexual pleasure for you.
Well, it's a very important part of life, and it is where I come from. People practice it or talk about it like more freely or easily than here, I think, because like the moral standards are different in India than in Germany or in Europe in general.
Yeah, well, I'll give a theoretical answer, but what we do in terms of art, there's a very interesting connection between drawing cave paintings. For example, you have these paintings of these very, you know, gorgeously endowed women dating back from 40,000 years, along with mammoths and saber-toothed tigers. So it's very interesting that it is speculated that I don't know what kind of sexual pleasure these early humans were getting, but one of the ideas was that if you draw something, you can control it. So this idea of drawing these very beautiful women or these animals and what they feared is a way of attempting to control that. Yeah.
So do you think like people, not only from this generation specifically, but the older generations, they are a little shy to talk about sexual pleasure? They are a little shy to talk about sexual pleasure in general.
Little child?
Little shy.
Shy. Here? Yeah, or like generally?
Generally.
Well, yeah, it's because it's like, how do you say, it's sensitive, sensible, you know, sensitive. So you can offend people easily, and there are different views on things like what about homosexuality, what about, you know, sex before marriage, things like that. So, yeah.
So what is your personal take on it? Do you think that it has to be an open?
Yeah.
Of course it has, because, you know, we live in a world of patriarchy, and we have it like for thousands of years, and like mostly all over the world, I would say. And it's a long way to the equality of the genders and women being safe and not to be treated like, quote, whores or things, because they try to be sexually as free as men are. And it, you know, that what for me it's obvious that this has to be the case. I have a daughter, and I want that she has the same rights and the thing to be free in what she wants to do and everything, like men have been most of the time.
So can we have your views on this?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Correct me if I'm wrong, but as far as I understand, when in the Mahabharata, when Bhishma is lying on the bed of arrows, there's a long discussion between him and Yudhishthira. And Yudhishthira asks Bhishma, like, oh, great one, tell me who derives greater pleasure from sex, men or women? And that is, I think, the longest answer in the entire Mahabharata. So, yeah, so obviously people were talking about it right from the beginning.